KK6BZD, KO6BZY.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine, doing fine. Got a cup of coffee here. Got the windows open, nice and cool out. Just nice morning all around. Good morning to you, Chris. Are you heading out to see the family again?
Yeah, I'm going down to Lincoln to get my daughter, and we're going to head off to an estate sale. Yeah, I'm not sure that there's anything we're particularly going to find, but, you know, I was looking at some pictures this morning, and there's a rolling toolbox that, if the price is right, maybe I'll come home with that.
Hey, there you go. That'll be nice. I need to start doing that so I can start getting some, I want to start getting a larger collection of vintage safety razors. Like, the oldest one I have right now is from 58, I think, or 48, one of the two.
I'm sorry, what did you say you were looking for or thought you might look for?
Safety razors, not the Sweeney Todd cutthroat razors, but the ones that they introduced right at the World War I, usually a three-piece, and you put the little thin blades in there.
Yeah, like my dad used to use. Actually, you know, it's interesting. Well, with all the different types of new razor blades, my son shaves with a safety razor. I myself have started using the Harry's razors, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and they've given me the best shave I've ever had, so I'm sticking with them.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I've used Harry's, and it worked good. A couple years ago, I switched over as well to safety razors, and boy, it's a whole, we'll just say it's just like amateur radio for me. I'll put it that way. I've got way too much stuff. But all the soaps that I've got are artisan stuff out of, like, Boonville, Arkansas, and Arizona, and really good stuff. But it's my kind of quiet time. I'll put on some classical music, go have a shave, and have at it.
Yeah. So are you using a brush?
Yeah, I've got a handful of brushes, got a copper bowl, I've got this handmade custom, well, it's not custom, I mean, it's somewhat small batch produced, but it's a porcelain, it's a two-piece that you put hot water in the bottom, and then you, I went down the rabbit hole.
You know, it's interesting, I don't know, it's been a few years, I had an electric razor for a very long time, and I don't know what got me switched over, but I thought, you know, I want to try using a brush. I got a bowl, a brush, and I found an antique safety razor, or not a safety razor, a straight razor. And straight razor, I pull out every once in a while, but I've never done a complete shave with it, but... You know, the brush, I find that I like the suds that I get off of that, and it's kind of a nice routine in the morning to sit there and whip up a bowl of foam.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely couldn't agree with that. If I might have to send you an email with a couple different shave soap recommendations, then I don't know. I mean, you can use what you're using, but if you're open to suggestions, I'll send some over. And really good stuff. I don't know how they stay in business because I haven't bought any stuff in probably 2 years, and I still have enough to last probably another 2 decades. I mean, the cost is such a difference. I mean, I could buy 100 razor $9, and you could get 3, 4, 5 shaves out of each blade. So I don't know, it's each their own. But yeah, the brush really makes a difference.
I don't know why. I like the status. You know, I get a lot of satisfaction out of whipping up my own soap. It's weird. And actually, my bowl, my cup, is something that I bought a very long time ago. It's probably got to be 50 years old. And I tried it for a while, and, you know, and then I put it away for 40 years or so. And when I decided to start, you know, doing the brush, and I pulled that bowl out. And it's kind of a nostalgic thing for me also.
Right on. Love to hear that. That's awesome. Yeah, I got a couple. I tried the shaving mug, but I can't quite get my brush in there too. They're too nubby, so I had to switch over to a larger vessel. Oddly enough, Dollar Tree used to have these tiny mini mixing bowls, the stainless steel ones, and I bought two of those. And you can cup it in the palm of your hand, and it stays in your hand, and it works perfectly. But I'm not doing too much shaving now that I grew the beard out, so I only got the lower neck. But the straight razor is real good for trimming up if you're trying to get your sideburns all nice and neat.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about soaps. There's one soap I kind of settled on. I like the foam I got out of it, and all of that, and it wasn't terribly expensive. But then they changed it for some odd reason, and it's much harder to get to whip up a lather. So I had to find something else, which also I think it's like $4, maybe $5 a cake of soap. So that's still, you know, I've seen some shaving soaps that are like $12, $13, $15 a cake, and I'm like, yeah, that's a bit much. So, yeah. But be interesting to see what you found.
KO6BZY for ID. There's a couple of good ones that you can get at, like, Target, Walmart. You got the Von der Hagen. They got a pretty good product. And they're the ones, they used to use, I think, beef tallow. And then they switched over to vegetable glycerin, I think. So that might, if that was what you were using, that might be why you're not getting the same lather. Most of the stuff here that I've got is in 5-ounce tubs. And it's, when I got it, it was about $13. But, I mean, when I say this stuff lasts years, it lasts years. I mean, I'm probably boring people, but I'm having a good time, so I'm going to keep running with it. I got a whole bunch of older aftershaves, too. I actually got a German Brut that's really nice. It's actually a lot sweeter than the other one with less talcum powder scent. Then I got that Clubman Pinot.
W-E-6-A-X. Repeater.
It's not often that I time out the 085, but yeah, I've got some classic aftershaves in there too.
Interesting. Yeah, I you mentioned the Van der Hagen. That's actually the one that I use. And I switched to that from Colonel Conk. The Colonel Conk's the one that, it's like almost like a rubber puck trying to get lather out of it. I don't know why, but I like the Van der Hagen. And I went to Bay Rum as an aftershave ages ago, probably because I remember them using that on my neck or whatever after I'd get a haircut, you know, and they trim up my neck, and then the barber would get some of that out and slap it on my neck, and it's probably a nostalgic thing as much as anything else.
Oh, absolutely. You get that classic barbershop scent. Yeah, definitely. I have one shave soap from, it's actually from a company called PAA, which is Phoenix Artisan and Accoutrement. It's like, yeah, they're boozy. They're not really, but it's based in Arizona. I'll break.
So, I've actually Googled this. I haven't actually done it, but I've Googled how to make your own shaving. So, and, well, I don't know. You have to invest in specific ingredients, you know, and you don't use a lot of them at a time. So, I think just the idea of having to hang on to them till I make the next batch a couple of years from now is probably what stopped me from trying it. But that'd be kind of fun to make your own soap.
Sorry, I stepped on your first part, but yeah, making your own soap. I actually have a bar of pre-shave, a couple of pre-shave soaps. Like I told you, I went down the rabbit hole. But I bought, a friend of mine had a friend that was making handmade soaps, and it turned out really well. I use it sparingly because I can't get it anymore. So, I mean, even after like 2 years, it's still good.
Yeah, somewhere along the line, I ran upon a YouTube video of somebody that said, you know, that tried to get it, wanted to answer the question, I forget whether it was Dove or Ivory. So, does that make a good shaving soap? And I guess in a pinch it does.
I can confirm it does, but, well, I'll put it this way. You know, your first shave in boot camp and you rushed it and you botched it kind of good and it's cold outside. Yeah, it's not the best shaving medium to use, but it does work in a pinch. Actually, Dove did come out with a 3-in-1 body bar that it says it's for shaving. I tried that too, and I won't do that. But, yeah, no, I like this way of shaving. It saves money. I mean, I can't even... I don't think I'll ever go through as many. I probably got close to 1,000 blades here between all the ones I've bought.
Wow. You know, when my son started shaving with a safety razor, I had bought a safety razor. And I went, and I quit. I went to look for it, and I can't find it, so I guess I must have got rid of it.
Yeah, it's quite possible. There's actually quite a few decent priced ones on the market. Heck, I even have one that Dollar Tree had for a while. That thing is not, yeah, that's not good. It functions, but it's not good.
Well, you want something that's put together, you know. Just not thrown together. Probably the phrase that I'm looking for is tight tolerances, so that it all fits together and operates together smoothly.
Absolutely. The odd part is, I mean, well, it's not too odd because I mean they had some kind of quality control because your mileage might vary, kind of thing. Where some people are like, yeah, I got one and it's really good, but maybe they like. Rough aggressive razors, I definitely don't. But yeah, there's I probably have close to a dozen of those safety razors. Got a couple for Christmas. I got one that's actually, it's a leaf razor where it only takes half of a single one of the double-edged blades. So you snap it in half and put it in there, and so there's so many ways to go about it. KK6 EZD KO6 PGY. I talked myself out of a battery too. Go figure.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't quite sure what happened, but I was content to wait because I knew you'd realize that, okay, you weren't transmitting anymore for some reason.
Oh yeah, no. It happened. But yeah, I'll definitely send over some emails and whatnot with different son uses as far as what he's using for shaving and all that?
Not really. I think that he uses, it's interesting. I think he uses the gel, shaving gel, but he uses a brush to whip it up into a foam and then applies it with a brush. But I don't know what he's using for a for blades for his safety razor. What kind of, what, you know, what brand of either one? I'm not sure.
I'll have to do some digging. Yeah, I even have I have an Italian shave brush. It's an Omega brand, and then I have a Italian shave soap that smells like an amaretto. The first word that popped into my head was Biscoff, but not Biscoff, biscotti. So it's like an almond cherry thing going on there. So that's pretty cool. Then I got some other Italian shave soap that, like the German, hold on. There's the equivalent of Barbasol. I mean, they're obviously worldwide, but the Italians have Purasso, and they have red, green, and white. So they have the red is sandalwood, the other one, the white one, sensitive skin, unscented, and then the green one is a eucalyptus. And boy, that stuff will open your sinuses.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to go with the unscented because anything with scent in it irritates my wife's respiratory system, you know. So, but yeah. So one thing interesting about the, I told you I bought an antique straight razor, and it was in pretty good shape when it came, but, you know, I have no way of sharpening it, but it was already fairly sharp. The interesting thing, though, is, you know, you need a strop to get the really good fine edge on it, and I looked around, and I took an old belt, and I used an old leather belt, and it's 100% leather, so... You know, I use that, and it sharpens it up pretty well.
Hey, that's good to know. Yeah, you definitely got a quality one there. It sounds like I have a Shavette, which is still the same shape as a straight razor, but it actually has a mechanism that you can open up, and then the. It splits in half, and you put a half of a DE blade or the razor, safety razor blade. You snap half of it, put it in there, and so you get the same mechanism as shaving, but you get a new blade each time.
Yeah, I've seen that. Seen those. I was wondering, you can use a safety razor blade snapped in half, right? How easy is it to do that?
It's actually very easy. I still get the pucker factor every time I do it just because it's a razor blade and you're snapping it in half. But what you do is you leave it in the wrapper and the two prongs that stick out, you grasp that and then you just slowly fold it in half lengthwise and it snaps rather easily. Do be warned, those edges become really sharp, but it is actually rather easy to do.
W-E-6-A-X-M repeater.
Well, that's interesting. And I know the Shavettes aren't that expensive, so maybe one of these days I'll buy one just to try out and see how that works. But, yeah, I guess, you know, some of this stuff appeals because it's old school. And, you know, I like old school in a lot of things.
KO6BGY. Yeah, there's definitely that old school factor that I like as well. I mean, just thinking, like, just the oldest razor I have, like I said, is either from the late 40s or early 50s. It's tiny, a little travel one. Best shave that I've ever gotten from that old razor. And it's crazy to believe that back in, like, 1903 or 1908, whenever Gillette patented the safety razor, you can still use that razor. You buy it on eBay, and you can buy blades off of the internet today, and it works just fine. So if it's not broken, don't fix it.
think about old school, you know, I really dislike the new vehicles with all the technical complications that they've got. My truck, I've got a 2005 Colorado, and it's a, how should I put it? Lock your own locks, roll your own windows. It's a 5-speed. It has rubber floor mats and no cruise control, and I absolutely love it.
Well, it's a truck at the bare bones. If I could buy a vehicle that had hand crank windows still with wing windows, I would buy it in a heartbeat because wing windows are great AC for the down the road speeds, and the crank windows just work. I mean, I don't know. It's just another thing that goes wrong with the technology.
Yeah, you know, let's see. The interesting thing, probably the most modern gadget I have on my truck, is it's got that system that GM put on their vehicles where you don't have to hold the key in the start position until the engine fires over. You rotate it over to start, and you can let go of the key, and the engine will crank until it starts.
Oh, that's nice. I know my car is a 2012 Mitsubishi Eclipse, and it's got a rather long starting feature where you turn the key and you can actually hear it kind of like, D-d-d-d-d-d. I mean, it's, knock on wood, it's in good running order. It's just always been that way. It's just a rather long drawn out, so you got to hold it.
Well, actually, I found that every once in a while, that auto start feature, if you want to call it that, because it's not, but I'm going to call it that, actually causes problems. I've had it where part of it failed for a short bit, and the engine actually wouldn't start. It would crank and crank and crank and crank, but it's tied into the ignition system, and for some odd reason, the ignition wasn't getting any new spark. It's just really weird, and I don't know whether it's working or not, because being an old curmudgeon, I don't care that it's got the auto crank system. I'll hold the key in the start position until the engine starts anyway, because I know how to do that.
Yeah, I don't think it minds too much. It's probably built that way. I miss my older vehicles. I mean, this vehicle it's good. It gets me where I need to go, and blind spots out the wazoo, though. I mean, it was built for a person that was probably half my size, and I'm not even that tall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, that auto start system. I'm not sure whether they built it for people who were lazy, or I don't know, because I figured that, I'm intelligent enough to hold the key in position until it cranks. So what's the deal? Why would anybody need a feature like that?
It's a convenience thing, probably. I mean, it's funny, whenever I'm walking through a shopping center or whatever, and you'll hear it. I mean, people sitting there and they're cranking it over because they're not paying attention, and it's like you hear the starter just whining, 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 all that. I'm like, hey, that sound means it's already on. You can let go now.
Maybe they shouldn't have given them a license.
That is true. That is definitely, they definitely hand those out sometimes more than they should. But yeah, my first car ever was a 1970 Mercedes. That was interesting. That thing had, it did have power steering because it had that vacuum ball of death for the system. But, God, that steering wheel was like the size of a Peterbilt. People cut in front of you and you're like, hold on, let me turn the massive steering wheel.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. Yeah, you mentioned the wing windows. Boy, I miss those. I mean, it was just, you'd be going down the road and you You open that thing and you just turn it all the way around and you just got this blast of air blowing on you.
Definitely enjoyable for sure. I had an S10 that had those on there for some reason. The guy, I don't think it was factory because the doors didn't match the paint job of the vehicle, but I enjoyed them nonetheless. I don't see that. Like my car, it's got the spot where the wing window would be, and it's an actual another window. Because being with the Mitsubishi, it's one long door, so you got the window, and then you got a fixed window. And then my car actually has the automatic, hold on, I'll break, I got to think of how to explain it. Okay, so my windows are, frameless or whatever. There's, at the top of the window, there's no frame, it's just the window. So whenever I unlock the door or open the door, the window automatically drops down a little bit, and then when I close it, it's dropped down and then it goes up a little bit so that way it doesn't slam.
Oh yeah, I first experienced that on a 2010 Mustang and it just blew me away.
I can't live without it because it's designed that way, but I don't know, it is what it is. That's my car and I'm sticking with it. I got pulled over a couple months ago, coming back from an American Legion meeting at night, and the sheriff was like, why do you have an amber strobe light on top of your car and an antenna? I said, amateur radio. And he's like, can you hear the cops? I'm like, no, never.
Tell him different frequency, guy.
Exactly. I'm a good rule-abiding ham. I monitor those frequencies at home, but I don't mess with them anywhere else.
Yeah. Hey, I'm almost destined. I've got a couple of turns, and then I'm into the apartment parking lot, so I'm going to drop off and hope you have a relaxing day, and we'll talk to you later. Maybe on the way home. 73 KK6 VZD, clear.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the conversation. Glad you made it safely. We'll talk to you soon. I'll have the radio on, so I'm sure I'll catch you on your return trip. KK6 VZD, KO6 BGY, all be clear. 73.